So hey Vikas, good morning.
Hi, Sunil. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Are you at the place where you offer free pizzas to people? Is that this?
Yes. That's one of our. That's how we've got famous a little bit. So yes, okay. We do offer.
That's cool. I hope I get a pizza.
Definitely. Yeah. If you're using a lot, we'll give you pizza for sure.
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Vikas. Like what you do and.
Sure. I'll begin with a little bit about my professional background, and then talk about a lot, like you had mentioned. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm an ex-merchant marine. I used to sail on ships and oil tankers for a good 7 years of my life. I got bored and wanted to do something new. So I took up. My first startup was a marine services company. This I started in 2007. 3 years I ran that. I exited out of it in 2010 and started my MBA at Rotterdam School of Management, Erasmus University. And after that, I joined Startling Venture Capital. I was working with an early stage clean tech fund based off Amsterdam. Worked there for 4 years almost, and then. I moved to India in 2013-14 and started Plash. Plash was initially a news aggregator. We pivoted, our first pivot was from aggregating content to writing content. We reached close to 20 million page views a month. And somehow, you know, we ended up being a digital media agency as well. While I was doing that, while we were so we started working with clients such as Ford. We've launched Ford Mustang in India. We have Double Fulman, Indian brand. While I was trying to scale our digital media agency, I was using multiple, you know, sales tools. Like I started with Email Finder, used Woodpecker, Calendly, Outlook. And it was very difficult for me to monitor people, my sales team. And we started building in-house small tools that would help us make the process more efficient. The first part of it was if we could create something which could actually reply on my behalf and fix the meeting. And that is when, you know, I've been called bot recently, but people used to think that I was a bot for last 2-3 years.
So
we created a tool that would, you know, automatically reply to mails based on the context of the mail. Mm-hmm. And would help in fixing meetings. And from there is when, a lot of our clients got excited. They wanted the tool. And we thought that, okay, why don't we productize it? And that's how we ended up creating Allure CRM.
So about the automation, so Allure is using a lot of automation I've seen. So I've never actually tried using Allure CRM, but I've seen the features and everything. It does compare greatly with all the other CRMs which are in the market, Salesforce, HubSpot, Zoho, which is like one of the best in India. So how do you compare with these CRMs?
So I think the biggest, differentiation for us is, you know, in the vision itself. I think whenever you look at any of these CRM, they will talk about predictability. You know, how can you make your sales pipeline predictable? Mm-hmm. And we, on the other hand, don't talk about predictability. We talk about productivity.
Okay.
We believe that if you make your sales force really productive, predictability will for sure come. So our approach has been, you know, the platform approach is to capture data, maintain consistency, and make sense of that data to give more info, you know, instead of giving, throwing up information to the Salesforce or your teammates, how do we pass on knowledge to them? So that's a big, you know, it's just started off for us, but that's the way we look forward, how things will change for us.
Definitely. Because what I understand is, instead of making the end goal better, if you make the process better, people can achieve the end goal.
Exactly. I think sales is a lot of art, but definitely science. And that science bit is missing. If you know, most of the time, if you want to hire a sales manager, people feel you should be extrovert. Yeah, he should be social, but behind that, he should have process, and he should have a lot of persistence, which means not just process, but you know, the not leaving something is very important for that. And right. these data, when you capture data, you know, all your traits that are in your sales teammates or in your overall as a company, how you're doing, it's very easily visible for you. So that's why we started Allure for the reason, right?
So yeah, Allure is acting as a catalyst in all the science process, which is sales, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So we are all about digital marketing here. So why should an online marketing agency or an online marketer who is a freelancer, how they should use the sales CRM? Like, what is their benefit in using a sales CRM?
So yeah, are you talking about sales CRM or Allure? Like
Allure specifically.
Great. So, like I said, especially, you know, like I've met you, I've met, Aditya as well, early stage digital agency. The biggest challenge is that, you know, you have very less number of people and a few number of people handle multiple tasks together, right? Mm-hmm. Which means that if you're using any other traditional CRM, you need to keep on jumping between different tools. You know, that is inefficient for you.
Right.
You end up spending so much time in actually handling the tool, moving the data, you know, from one tool to another tool. And by the time you want to make sense out of it, you know, you actually wouldn't have any time for it.
Right.
And same for you, you know, just like for anyone else, any other company, large, big, small, you know, until you start making, capturing data and making sense out of it, you can't experiment. And if you don't experiment with, you know, sales or with your online marketing, then what will happen is, you know, you'll never discover a new way to reach out to client.
Right.
And that is the power that we can give you, you know, that you, using one tool, anyone can manage it very efficiently. You start where you start, you know, on the same place you end as well. So it'll be very easy for you to handle different processes and tasks. And plus, at the end, the cost is significantly different from, you know, you
right.
end up spending $300 vis-a-vis $49 on Allure.
Right.
So it helps there as well.
So yeah, coming on to the cost point, as you mentioned right now, so I've used and implemented this stack, like which as individual CRM, then using Hunter, then using Find That Lead,
yeah.
then the Prospector, then using Clearbit to enrich the data on the based on emails, and Allure does all of that. Like Allure has every bit of this stack into its CRM built in, right? I think you also manage calls and you also manage SMS, and you also have an Android and iOS app as well, right?
Yeah. So we do give calls via Twilio, but the Twilio part is paid by the end user.
Okay. So how do you integrate with all these content? So like, do you integrate with the original service, or do you have your own service?
So it's, a lot of it is ours, except that we use Full Contact to enrich contacts.
Right.
And we don't charge for it as yet. We are subsidizing it, and I think we'll be subsidizing it for a long while.
Okay.
It's not because we don't think it is expensive. It's like we really want to capture data to start making sense, you know. For example, you know, by probably in another month's time, we'll start giving you data about, you know, if you're running a drip campaign, who are the, you know, what is the persona of the people who are opening your mail or replying to your mail?
Okay.
And it will help you in prospecting as well. So we know that, you know, these are small barriers, you know, cost barrier for people, and they don't end up using it. But at the end, that gives a lot of value add, you know, in terms of knowledge versus information, like I said.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. And talking about the Allure's future, will there be any features added which would directly benefit the marketers, like some marketing automation features which are already there and which will be added in the future?
Yes, we will keep adding. You'll see. So we've always imagined Allure as a platform and not as a product. So you see a lot of planks being added to it.
Right.
And I think another 2 weeks you'll see one new feature being added, or maybe, you know, as a separate unbundled tool.
That's great.
But that'll help marketers as well.
That's great. And I want to know, like, how are you marketing your product? Because you are a sales CRM. I am sure definitely you built this CRM while you were using it first and then you productize it. But how are you marketing your product? Any past, ongoing or planned marketing campaigns you want to discuss?
Yeah, so we're taking it in smaller steps because, the idea is, your marketing and your product marketing should also work along with your tech, scaling.
Right.
So our, if just to give you a quick background, we started off in on Product Hunt Ship in September.
Okay.
We got some beta users from there who tried it out until December. In December, we ended up opening to public. We did a small LTV first, around 100 people. In January, then we did another LTD. We've reached another 700 people. So right now we are close to 1,000 people.
Oh, that's amazing. That's totally amazing. So you did an LTD with SaaS Mantra. Is that the one?
That's correct.
Oh, that's good. Also, I've been told or I've been reading about you that you are a lot productive. You are more focusing on being productive than any other thing. So do you want to share any great tips to people for being productive, like three great tips for marketers or salesperson to be productive?
Yeah, I think what has worked for me is that I wake up really early in the morning. I wake up 4 in the morning. What happens is when you wake up early, by 4:30 I'm table start working. 7:30 I start cooking breakfast for my friend. But then by that time my day is I've had time to spend for me as a CEO, as a founder, as a product manager, I get time to spend, plan my day, and by the time when I reach office at 9 or 9:30, that is the time when most of the people start, so there is a little inertia there.
Right.
So if you wake up early, you A, plan your day better, B, the initial inertia is already gone. So when I reach office, I have a lot of energy in me. Of course, I end up talking to a lot of people, my team. But right. This is one thing that has helped. The second thing is I end up reading a lot. And when you read a lot, you constantly are challenged by other people's what they believe, what they have, and it also adds to you. So to be productive, I think waking up early really helps. And another thing is until a year and a half year ago, I was 94 kilos almost, and since then I started playing, almost doing some physical activity every day. I think towards the end of the day, if you do go for a jog or a run or play football with your team, by end of the day you have a little bit more energy. All this adds. So, but I'm breaking it up into small little parts. But when you start doing it all together, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. The only thing that people suffer when they have a lot of work is they have less productivity. As their work increases, their productivity decreases. That's what I figured out after meeting a lot of people. So I think these three tips from you can help who is you're running a productivity revolution, I guess, also.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll share that link also in the podcast after this. So, and if you have to define three adjectives for Allure, so what would be those three adjectives?
I think we'll stick to one. We want our focus to be very clear that our whole goal is to be make your
That's team. Perfect. Right. Yeah. So what would be that adjective?
Yeah, and for us, it's not like I said, it's all about productivity here.
Okay.
Use machine, use tools to make you more productive. It's not about finding shortcuts. It's, automation, like I said, a lot of people focus on automation.
Right.
But automation without process is useless. So that is where we'll move towards automation, but with making more sense there.
Okay. And on the ending note, what would you want to say to the people who are listening this? What would you want to say which will make them use Allure CRM, or at least try Allure CRM for the free trial, and then they can upgrade, obviously, if they like.
I would just I think the common tendency, a trend towards in the SaaS market has been initially you would see, more vertical applications, small. And recently there has been trend of people merging it together, coming one place where everything can be done.
Exactly.
And when that happens, you become, of course, more efficient. And why I would like to try is we have a completely new, we've changed a lot of things. Most of the, we have a completely new approach and we've changed a lot of things. Example, we have HomeFeed, which actually constantly updates you on who's opening your mail, who's replying to you, who's giving you a call. Or who's matching his target when. So these all, wherever you've tried to be different in the way that we add value. Until you don't try, you'll never know that how older system has been, a HubSpot or a Zoho, everything has remained pretty much same with them for last five years at least since I've been using. So if they want to try something innovative, something new, and something that can make them really productive, they should try this.
Okay. I also believe that you run a group on Facebook, which is where you give sales and growth hacks to people. So we open if some of my listeners join that group.
Yeah, of course. Like it's open. It's open for everyone. We open to everyone whoever wants.
That's cool. I'm sure I'll share the both of your links, the one on your Medium, the Productivity Revolution, and your Facebook group. So I'm sure people would love to know what are your growth hacks, what the growth hacks are you using to scale up your CA startup.
Sure. We keep sharing that. Example, one of the thing we spent a lot of time on this was, in recent time, there was a general trend that to start using GIF images in your cold email, and we did a lot of experimentation there. Actually showed to user that plain text email helps you much more than adding an image or a HTML email. GIFs are the worst. But if you really want to do cold emails, plain text email works great.
Right.
So these kind of tricks we keep on, not really tricks. These are more fact-based stuff where we have experimented and have got success. We end up sharing with our group members. Yeah.
Yes. The people would love to try your CRM, I think. And they should try that CRM because they're at a startup, the less thing you want to do is to have a lot of tools, right? At the startup stage, you have to use only some tools which will benefit you totally. And I think Allure is that one tool because it has the power of around 8 to 10 tools inside one. So I think that would really help them so they don't have to manage 10 instead of managing one, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So it was nice talking to you, Vikas.
Same here, Sunil. Great